Plenty of young aspiring lawyers dream of landing at a high-powered big city firm after graduating. So an internship in a sleepy rural town might not sound like a dream summer job. But that's just what two law schools in Iowa and another in Nebraska are encouraging their students to consider. And with new grads facing one of the worst job markets in decades, some say working in smaller towns is looking better. I recently visited the small town of Garner, Iowa. It's a pretty typical town. It's got a pizza ranch, coffee shop, a couple of furniture and clothing stores on the main drag, and the law office of Phil Garland.
Okay, Marilyn Kay will... you hadn't met Kay before, but she's been with me this summer. And
okay.
So she's going to explain a couple things here. Okay. You know that Doug is going to buy one half of the farm. And we're
Garland has been practicing law here in this town of about 3,000 for more than three decades, since before his 22-year-old summer intern, Kay Osvig, was born. She just finished her first year of law school at the University of Iowa, and today she's advising 83-year-old Marilyn Hayes, who wants to pass her family farm on to her seven children.
Sure. So, Marilyn, what I've been doing is researching your basis in the land, which is kind of the amount of investment that the IRS considers for tax purposes.
Sure.
And so
Osvig is part of a new program offered by her law school, plus Drake University in Des Moines and Creighton in Omaha. They're pairing a handful of law students with rural firms. Osvig grew up in a small town, but says she hadn't thought about practicing law in one until now. Phil Garland, her mentor this summer, is on the Iowa Bar Association committee that organized the internship program, which they're hoping to expand next year.
It's sort of a what we call a kick your tires, kick the tires program. You get a chance to know the student. You get to have the chance to have the student have some real hands-on experience, see if you've got a good relationship between the two of you. They like the town. So it's a pretty minimal cost.
The American Bar Association hasn't collected data on rural law firms in more than a decade, but as younger professionals gravitate toward urban life, Garland says many older, small-town lawyers are nearing retirement with no one to fill their shoes. Some areas have just a few attorneys for an entire county. About 3 hours south in Albia, Iowa, John Pabst works out of an old Victorian house. Pabst doesn't have anyone waiting in the wings, so he's also taken on a law student this summer who will have to adapt to the small town.
As I somewhat jokingly told you, if you're a single person, Monroe County, Iowa, unless you have local connections, is not what I would call a hot spot for social activity in the area.
Maybe not, but many recent law grads can't afford to be quite so picky. A report from the National Association for Law Placement last year called the market for entry-level lawyers the worst in 30 years. Fewer than half found jobs in private firms. William Henderson says it's a different world in rural areas. He's a law professor at Indiana University who blogs about the legal profession. Henderson says small towns can offer more opportunities for new grads if they expand their idea of what their first job should be like.
You know, you're well-dressed, you're in an urban area, and everybody looks good, and there's clever banter. Well, there aren't that many work settings like that.
Henderson says he's seen former students set up small-town practices relatively soon after graduating, and while the pay isn't as high as big-city law firms, neither is the cost of living. Already, Kay Osvig says she's getting hands-on experience on a variety of cases with a veteran attorney, and even getting paid, while many of her classmates are interning for free with large firms. And she isn't stressing about her social life either.
I think there are places to meet people. There are always opportunities. They might be different places. So instead of, you know, at a bar, a social hour on a Friday night, you might be set up by somebody's grandmother. So it's kind of a different way of doing things.
And while Osvig still has 2 years to go before she makes up her mind, she says her path to the law career she wants just might wind through a small town.